joining us this morning is Dave. Did you see your shadow this morning when you got up this?
Hey, morning? Spring is right around the corner. 50 degrees today. No shadow.
David Arredondo joins us this morning to talk politics. Last night, big night in Iowa. What happens to Iowa today? I mean, is it like a vacuum? Everybody leaves and all of a sudden the people get just back to
Exactly. I've always, you know, I've been at presidential politics since 1960, which tells you how old I am. Big supporter of John F. Kennedy in the fifth grade at that time. But I've always lamented the fact that we put so much stock into Iowa, which is hardly representative of the total United States, and New Hampshire, and that on those the results of those two states, the fortunes of all these brave men and women go up and down. So we just have to get through that and get to the real states.
I'm looking at pictures last night of some of the caucus groups getting ready to do what they do, and to what you just said, I saw very few minorities in any of those.
Exactly. I mean, that's what you have. Iowa is a very, monolithic state as far as lacking diversity. It's a conservative state, and it shouldn't be a bellwether for the rest of this election. And hopefully it isn't, but there will be some good results that come out of this.
I'm going to play a little bit of the Road to the White House from ABC to kind of set the stage for our discussion this morning.
Road to the White House.
Let me first of all say, to God be the glory.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz.
Tonight is a victory for courageous conservatives across Iowa and all across this great nation.
Cruz has defeated Donald Trump in the Iowa caucuses, an upset that Trump is taking in stride.
We have a poll. We're 28 points ahead, okay? New Hampshire, we love New Hampshire. We love South Carolina.
But the big winner among the Republicans may be Marco Rubio, who nearly nudged Donald Trump out of second place.
When I am our nominee, we are going to unify this party, and we are going to unify the conservative movement.
For the Democrats, a photo finish, according to ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts.
Hillary Clinton way ahead among women. Sanders way ahead among men.
Each party lost a candidate in Iowa. Democrat Martin O'Malley and Republican Mike Huckabee are suspending their campaigns. In Sioux City, Iowa, Jim Ryan, ABC News.
So does that put us with these five? Is this kind of like the faces we will now be seeing over the next 60-some days or so?
Well, I think at the end of 60 days, that's probably what you will see. But in the meantime, you still have many Republican candidates such as Bush and Kasich, Dr. Carson, Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina. But I believe that that will shake out some after New Hampshire. So we will ultimately, I believe, come down to Sanders and Clinton and then Trump, Rubio, and Cruz.
David, we know you're in Marco Rubio's corner.
Correct.
You're a Lorain County delegate
that
for
is correct.
Him.
Yes.
And you are also our conservative political commentator.
That is correct.
When you look at those Republicans and then Jeb Bush was sort of the anointed one by the party early on, but that fell apart.
Correct.
He got 2% of the vote last night.
Correct.
What does the future hold for him?
Well, this is where New Hampshire, I believe, is going to have a shakeout, because right now in New Hampshire, the polls are looking at 32% for Trump, 11 for Cruz, 11 for Kasich, 10 for Bush, and 9 for Rubio. I believe that those will shift in such a way that we will again see Trump's lead diminish. We'll see Cruz's lead and Rubio's lead increased, and probably Kasich and Bush fall into the single digits.
Do you think Ben Carson is done?
I believe he is, yes.
We had one guy drop out last night, Mike Huckabee, on the Republican side. And he, what, 4 years ago?
It was in 2008 that he was
won,
the winner. Yeah,
when he won Iowa.
Right. And so also, here's something to think about. The last two Republicans that won Iowa were Huckabee and Santorum. I it may be the kiss of death, you know. Bush did win it in 2004, but he was the sitting president. And he did win it also in 2000, and Dole won it in 96, and he went on to be the nominee, but he obviously did not beat Clinton. So it doesn't necessarily bode well for Cruz. I mean, he may defy the history, but it's going to be what I have imagined to be. I think it'll come down to Cruz and Rubio, which is really outstanding when you think about the nature of the Republican Party that has turned into a Big Ten party. Here we have two Cuban Americans, children of immigrants, who have the best chance to be the standard bearer and maybe the next president of the United States, and then contrasted what the Democrats
have. I thought it was Canadian American. Okay. Isn't that the... At least that's
what now you're echoing Mr. Trump. Just, that's not fair.
How does, okay. How does all that work?
How does what work?
Where was Ted Cruz born?
He was born in Canada. But his mother is a natural-born American. So, hey, if I have a child overseas, he or she is American, doesn't matter, okay? That's the way it works. So there's no discussion. You know, you go overseas, you're newly married, get a get a new son or daughter and bring him back as an American. No questions asked.
So they're born in that country, but let's say they don't become German or Irish or
They're entitled. They're probably entitled to citizenship from those countries, but then again, they may not be because of the parentage. So every country has some different definitions of citizenship. But for the United States, if your child, you are an American citizen, you are born and raised in the USA, no matter where your child is born, that child is also an American citizen.
There you go, Bruce. Ted is good to go.
Excellent.
Now, listening to those gentlemen last night and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, each one late last night, early this morning, they all sounded like they won. They had something good to cheer about. Do you
they
see
did.
It that way?
Absolutely, because as I have said from the very beginning, it's about the delegates, stupid. Echoing it's the economy, stupid. It's the delegates. It's not who wins the state or who wins how many votes. Tell me about how many delegates you want. You know how many delegates Clinton and Sanders won? The same amount. The same amount. No difference. So you tell me who's the big winner. Well, she can claim it on based maybe four votes that she was ahead of him. If you look at the Republicans, Cruz won by 4 points over or 3 points over Trump. He wins 8 delegates. How many does Trump get? He gets 7. How many does Rubio get? He gets 7. The difference of 1 delegate. So, far as I'm concerned, they all win.
And what would Kasich, for example, get? Did he get anything
last
night?
Nothing.
No delegate.
Nothing. I understand Carson, as a result of 10%, that he might have gotten a couple of delegates.
Of course, 1 week from today is New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and their whole process is totally different.
Because you actually get to vote. You don't have this voodoo kind of counting, and I mean, this is why Iowa is so bizarro. And you put all of the stake in here, and you actually do change the nature of the race because now. If you're going into New Hampshire as Sanders with a huge, huge lead over Hillary, he's bound to win that and gain a good number of delegates out of New Hampshire. Then they go on to South Carolina and see what happens the rest of the way. But similarly, you're going to have a proportion of the delegates for the Republicans split in New Hampshire. And it's not huge numbers of delegates. I can't tell you how many, but it's probably in the 30 or 40 range. So, the top three guys, Trump, Rubio, and Cruz, may come away with equal numbers of delegates, although Trump may claim bragging rights that I won the state.
In the Iowa caucus, does everybody in the state have an opportunity to vote? Or just those in the caucus setting at night?
It's just those in the caucus setting.
And how do you get to be part of that?
you show up at wherever the caucus is being held.
That's all it is.
That's it. Yeah.
Do you have to be a registered voter?
I think all you have to do is show a driver's license, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not so sure whether you even have to be a registered voter. Just say, I'm here to vote for Ted Cruz or, you know, Marco Rubio.
Wow.
So once we have the New Hampshire on the 9th, then we're almost like every week or so, there seems to be...
Oh, yeah. From here. This is like a baseball season where you have, or a football season where you have a game every week, except that, every week you're going to have multiple games. So Super Tuesday is March 1st, where you're going to have the SEC primaries, which are mostly throughout the South, from Texas to Georgia, and North Carolina, but Florida. And so they're going to have this big primary all on the same day. And again, it's going to result in proportional numbers of delegates, regardless of who wins the state. And that remains that way until March 15th in Ohio.
And that's winner take all.
Winner take all, yeah. So if we now have a race in Ohio between, Cruz, Rubio, and Trump, then they each have an equal chance of, let's say, getting 33% of the vote and taking all 66 delegates. There's no proportion then.
When they have multiple elections on the same day, what's the strategy for the candidate so that he's – is it one of those things where it's like it's almost like you're putting your chips on this number and that number and figuring out which one's going to pay off and which one you can afford to – lose, I guess?
Exactly. And the same thing happens in terms of the money they put into the airtime, because that's where the bulk of the money is going to go into phone calls, robocalls, newspaper, TV ads, direct mail, and then, you know, volunteers going door to door. What I heard in Iowa was that Cruz had the best ground game, which was evident that he, you know, that made him a winner. And conversely, Trump was not such, you know, didn't have such a good ground game and was relying more on the crowds and the rallies and the free TV and all that sort of thing. So to answer your, further answer your question, the delegate, the candidates are going to have to put their chips in the states that they think they have the best chance. And I expect that in Ohio, because there's going to be other primaries that day, that you're going to see the candidates spending a lot of face time, hopefully here in Elyria. And, I don't see any reason why they couldn't be sitting in this seat here in a few weeks.
Money can only get you so much. You still need to mobilize people to
exactly.
be a part of that, to spread the word.
And that's why you need that ground game. That's why you need the volunteers. I will say this. I know that the Trump campaign is already organized here in Ohio, and they have field directors, and they're recruiting volunteers and getting out, they're getting their people ready for Ohio. Cruz and Rubio, not so much. Same thing with the governor. The governor has put all of his chips for his candidacy in New Hampshire. Right now, some polls are showing him at second. I don't know if you saw, but the governor did get the endorsement of the New York Times over the weekend. He and Hillary were given the endorsement. So he feels that with that endorsement and with all of the ground troops that he has going in New Hampshire, it's going to put him either, I'm not so sure they're counting on winning New Hampshire, but certainly coming in second or third is their plan.
Among the Democrats, Bernie Sanders supporters are hoping for good things in New Hampshire, and early polls seem to indicate that will happen. But then you have to move to other states,
South Carolina, yeah.
And then you start heading farther south.
Right.
Will he have the ground troops to make it happen?
You know, he's gained some great momentum, because a few weeks ago, nobody thought that he would, finish other than second in Iowa. But within a few weeks, he turned it around so that he's a virtual winner as far as I'm concerned. You come out with equal numbers of delegates. You're as good as whoever's the so-called winner. I think that his momentum will build. He's got a lot of young people who are, listening to his message, who really like what he has to say. And I think those ground troops are going to, be at it for him. He's not going away anytime soon.
All right. Well, David, we appreciate you coming in, David Arredondo, and maybe next week we'll get you in here too. As the next step moves along, and just to, well, let Hillary end the segment here.
Join me. Let's go win the nomination. Thank you all, and God bless you.
That's typical of the policy. They just want to, let's win the nomination. God bless. Move on to the next place, and
good luck.
Keep on going.
Yeah.